That's Thompson Square. And we've got your tickets to see Brantley Gilbert at the Hard Rock on Saturday, April 13th. Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster.com. It's time for short-term memory. So I don't know if you knew this, Dave, but last night were the Oscars.
I watched a minute.
Yeah.
A minute. Did you stay up for the whole thing?
I stayed up until about 20 after 10.
Okay.
I think I missed like an hour of it.
Okay, because you and I saw a couple movies. We're not, what's the term, cinephiles, like producer Zach is.
Yeah, he's super cinephile-y. It's
crazy.
So Green Book won for Best Picture.
I'm a big fan of, I was very excited to see that Green Mile won. I mean, you can't beat a Tom Hanks movie. The Big Dude was good.
Yeah. No.
The scene you're with the mouse. Come on, that's heart-wrenching. The little mouse.
I know. No. That movie was really good. Yeah. That's not what won. That wasn't from this year. That was many years ago. The Green Book.
Well, it's about time it won then.
Green Book.
Good movie.
Okay. Rami Malek won for Best Actor. He played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Because I just watched that. Obviously, Freddie Mercury's teeth are really different
pronounced
than most people.
Yeah.
So Rami Malek's teeth were very but they still are. So Zach, I'm gonna go to you because you're a movie guy. Does he always look like that?
Yeah, no, that's his look, but like they just added a couple extra teeth to make his mouth even bigger.
Even bigger.
That was Freddie's.
Because it was really big, but he already has a big whatever that is.
Those teeth deserve an award for best supporting actor. Because
yes,
they were all over that.
They
movie.
Were.
Those teeth were everywhere.
It's all you noticed for the first hour and a half.
It was, you couldn't not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because they were there. Rami, by the way, fell off the stage after winning the award for best actor.
Yeah, you told me that off the air. Was it like on his way up?
I think it was on his way out because he already had. Yeah, and he held on to the statue, but paramedics had to be called and stuff. So
Lady Gaga helped him too. She was all over the place.
Well, I know. She's Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
They're sainting her after this, is what I heard. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Olivia Colman won for Best Actress in The Favorite. I'm going to watch that this week. I'm excited. And Alfonso.
What happened to Glenn Close?
I know.
You told me. You made promises. You said Glenn Close is going to win. This is going to be great for Glenn
Why
Close.
Why is he yelling at you?
You promised me. There's seven nominations.
No. So she got confused, right? Because she dressed like a Grammy. I mean, like an Oscar.
The gold dress.
Instead of winning the Oscar. Oh, okay. So there was a lot of confusion because of that. She looked
I'm
amazing,
still convinced people think that Glenn Close and Meryl Streep are the same person.
No, just because you think they're the same
She's already
person.
won like 11 awards.
Only won three.
Why Meryl give her another one?
It was a goddess.
All right, listen. Brantley Gilbert, Hard Rock Casino, Saturday, April 13th. If you saw the show, what was on last night? Good morning, Floyd.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Day after the Oscars. Oh, that was the question. Hey, what happened last night, Floyd?
Lady Gaga sung a great song with our local boy, and it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yes, it was. Good job.
And it was all part of the Oscars. Yeah, so let's listen to a little bit of Shallow.
In the shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
I've got to ask you, Floyd. I mean, is there any way that those two are not romantically involved?
There has to be a connection. His girlfriend sitting next to him looked a little strange sitting there, especially after that song.
Strategically placed between Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She looked really, really nervous.
Did you notice that his girlfriend smiled just a little bit extra when Lady Gaga didn't win for Best Actress? Just a touch bigger.
The little things in life.
Like the CMAs and the ACMs are just, you know, miles ahead of everyone else when it comes to award shows. All right, so last night, no host for the Oscars. And
Which
I
was
think
a good
that it
thing,
went
though.
Really well.
Yeah,
it went pretty smoothly without it. I thought it takes the pressure off one person or a team of people, and it kind of gives everybody a chance to do their own little bit. And there were a few like really funny moments because of it. Green Book won for Best Picture. Rami Malek won for Best Actor in Bohemian Rhapsody. Olivia Colman won for Best Actress in The Favorite. And most of the speeches were pretty good. What they did this year at the Oscars is that they didn't want anyone to be slighted. So they gave all of the awards out live on the air instead of them happening during the commercial breaks.
Right.
for the ones that we don't really care about.
Yeah,
right?
Which may have been a mistake.
It was a mistake because this, for example, was, I mean, arguably, these people not only won the Oscar, but they also won the Oscar for worst acceptance speech ever. Best makeup and hairstyling, and this is for the movie Vice.
Go ahead.
That's you. Just read that.
No, I already did.
Oh, go ahead. Plan B, Gary Sanchez.
Sam Rockwell and the 150 other SAG members. Great job.
Susan Matheson.
The crowd at this point is like, just go.
And
walk.
Jennifer Medlock.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Chris Gallagher.
Right,
there's the music. Thank you. Thank you, band director.
I mean, and they didn't play the music for a lot of the acceptance speeches, but this one, like, they needed to get off the stage.
Yeah, there's a director somewhere saying, got it.
But they did. They did I think they were doing them a favor more than they were doing us a favor.
Right.
But just like, let it be over. Let's move them on. Oh,
who wants to bet that in the next week they'll be on Ellen or something?
Oh,
or
sure.
Good Morning America, like, speech redo.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And, you know, it'll be just as bad because I don't think that they practice anything because they're not used to being on that side of the camera. This was an exciting moment, too. The return of Wayne and Garth.
We're not worthy! I think I'm going to hurl. Don't hurl because if you honk, I'll spew. And if you spew, I'll blow chunks. So I shall not hurl. Good call. Good call.
I was watching the Grammys with my 11-year-old daughter, who has no idea who Wayne and Garth are, and she was so utterly confused and repulsed by them, but it was hilarious.
Well, yeah, that's Wayne and Garth, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, it was very entertaining for good reasons and bad reasons.
And bad reasons.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.